Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out.
Talk Radio. Last week we defined what it meant to live the abundant life, and to recap abundance, it was defined as present in great quantity, more than adequate, oversufficient, well supplied, abounding, richly supplied, ample, bounteous, bountiful, copious, cup runs over with, eco-rich, exuberant, filled, full, heavy, lavish, liberal, mucho, no end of, overflowing, profuse, rich, rolling in, teeming, sufficient. And we also determined it was possible to have poverty in all sorts of areas in your life, including love, the time, the finances, the health, peace, joy, emotions, and many more areas. For this show, my aim is to dispel any lies and untruths that are in the way and hindering your ability to live the kind of abundant life that you were created for. Tonight, we're going to delve into the process it takes to get out of where you are and into where you want to be. Because there are steps, and the process is systematic, it's deliberate, it's purposeful, and it's consistent. Matthew 12, verses 33 and 34 in the Amplified reads, "Either make the tree sound healthy and good, and its fruit sound healthy and good, or make the tree rotten, diseased, and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased, and bad. For the tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit. You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil, wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." As this passage of scripture relates to our topic, if you want to know where you are, where you really are, pay attention to what you're speaking. Pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. What is truly in your heart will come out of your mouth. You are where you are in your life because of your thoughts and the words you speak. Don't believe me? Do you have a belief that you will be sick or in pain? If so, you will see yourself either suffering chronic illness or having a barrage of sicknesses one after another. There are some experts who will say that to be healthy, we need to exercise or we need to eat a certain way. But the truth is, while eating healthy and getting enough rest and exercising is a huge part of the equation, it's not all-inclusive. In addition to those actions, we need to have our spiritual selves in alignment as well as our thought lives. Do you have a belief that your relationships will not last? Then no matter how many times the phases change, the outcome will still be the same. You can look at the state of your current and past relationships to determine what's going on inside of you. You see, relationships are a direct mirror to how you truly feel about yourself inside. Do you have a belief that you cannot make your dreams come true? Then you will have behaviors that sabotage your efforts, or you will attract others who will undermine what you're trying to do. Regardless of how it appears, the end result is the same, a delaying or aborting of your dreams. Our thoughts and our feelings create like a magnetic field around us that draws more of what we are thinking and feeling to us. This can be a great thing if what we're focused on is feeling great, being healthy, being happy, being prosperous, peaceful, joyful. However, if what we're thinking and feeling is negative, this same magnetic field will attract more of the negative experiences to us, resulting in poor health, unfulfilling relationships, unhappiness, lack of peace, more financial struggles. You get the idea. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane, and tonight we are beginning the steps it takes to live a life more abundantly. If you're wondering how to begin the process of changing your thought life, the easiest way to get yourself out of the doldrums is to practice being thankful. No matter how bad things are around you, there's always something to be thankful for. Being grateful has a way of shifting the atmosphere all around you and opens you up to have better feelings. When you think about all the great things that have happened in your life, it becomes harder to focus on what's not right. And the happier you allow yourself to be, the more you attract situations and circumstances, and even people, that will produce more things that make you happy. Think of God as a big parent. For those of you who have children, you can probably relate to this. When your children are thankful and appreciative of the things you're doing for them or the things you've done in the past, it makes you want to bless them more. When they're grumbling and complaining about how deprived they are and what they don't have, it touches something on the inside of you that says, I'm not doing one more thing until you learn to appreciate me. You know the sacrifices you're making to provide this person with the best life possible, and it's like a slap in the face and all you hear is what you're not doing, instead of all the many things that you are doing to improve the quality of their lives. In that way, God is very similar. He has done so many things, and in truth, he deserves thanksgiving and praise for what he has already done. When you begin to open your mouth to thank him, you will be reminded of blessings and provisions you've even forgotten about. And the next thing you know, praise and thanksgiving will just come naturally. It is choosing to stay in a state of praise and thanksgiving that keeps the energy fields around you at a place where you can attract more blessings to you. The key becomes not looking at your lack, And believe me, I know that it's difficult when you see what you need and there doesn't appear to be a way to make those ends meet. But the more you focus on what you do have, the more you will have. Remember, what you focus on is what you get more of. So if you focus on the lack, you'll get more lack. If you focus on what you have, you'll get more. There was a lady who'd been divorced. She had four children and was working as a waitress. I don't even need to tell you how much help she needed. Trying to feed 5 miles on a waitress's salary. Really? She got a hold of this information and began to religiously put it into practice. It wasn't long before her life changed completely. Soon she was able to attract the money she needed to pay her bills, so there was no financial struggle. Eventually she met and married a wonderful man. He was also very wealthy, so that became a permanent end to her financial issues. She was happy, healthy, whole, and enjoying life. But it hadn't always been that way. And I bet many of you can relate to her story. I know I can. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time receiving advice from people who have not been where I've been or spending any time walking in my shoes. It would be difficult to receive relationship advice from someone who had not been able to keep a relationship, or it would be hard to really hear from someone who had always had a man in their life and got married right out of high school or college but wanted to tell me about being satisfied being single. I'm just being honest. I would need someone who had worked through and walked it out to be able to really see them as credible sources to speak into my life. So for you, I just want you to know that I've been here and I've done all of that. I've worked the jobs and didn't get paid what I knew the work was worth, even after the promotion, still not being paid what I deserved to be making. I've had businesses that never really took off like they were supposed to. Because I didn't trust people, I consistently attracted people who betrayed me and turned out to be not trustworthy. I would attract men who would love me because I truly thought I was worthy of love. And I'm a very loving and loyal person, but it took years for me to heal enough where I could actually get someone to commit and stay with me. I had been rejected by my father early in life and subjected to all sorts of mistreatment by him. So I learned to reject myself, and I learned to attract others that would reject me too. Remember, it's the things you focus on most and how you feel that brings more of it, good or bad, back to you. Because I desperately wanted someone to stay, no one did. Not until I healed enough to attract what I truly wanted. It was after hitting rock bottom that I finally had had enough. My emotional state was a mess. I was depressed, I was gaining weight, I was sad, my money was in a losing state, and I was unhappy and unfulfilled, and I cried out. I liken this time in my life as being on like spiritual life support. I was really just not really making it. So I cried out. Actually, it was more like a tantrum. Let me tell you that whatever it is you're feeling inside, God already knows. But you don't have to come up with pretty words for him. Just be real. So I went off, and I demanded answers. But he does say that those who seek, they also find. Those who knock, the door will be open. He did not rebuke me. He didn't tell me off for being in this place in my life where it was. He already knew. And he cared. And he began to bring to me all that I needed to get where I wanted to be. And let me tell you, it was a journey. It still is. And it will continue to be my whole life. I have to put into practice what I know. So when I talk to you, it's from a real place. When it seems like I'm sitting in your living room with my feet up on your table asking for a Coke, it's because I've been there and done that. And so those are the things that we will be talking about, you know, this week. Just how to get to that place. And so, I don't know about you, but there have even been times when I couldn't even find anything to be thankful or grateful for. And I had to sit down. And I'm a writer, so, you know, like writing works well for me. I do lists, you know, that kind of stuff works well for me. So I would sit down and I would make a list of whatever it was that I was feeling or thinking or whatever. And, you know, sometimes it might start off as a gripe list. As a matter of fact, now I'm thinking about like some of the changes that I've gone through. I had this whole list of things that was just going wrong in my life. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and she's guilty. Actually, I think that list is really your list of affirmations in reverse. And so, at the time, I was dealing with a sick child, and I didn't really have a lot of support, and I was burnt out. So burnt out, and my income had decreased because I had to quit my job to take care of her, and it was just a real, it was a struggle. So I'm struggling in my finances, and I'm struggling in my relationships, and I'm unhappy, and I'm lonely, and, you know, the only thing I'm watching on TV and hearing is Barney and Dora, and we're going back and forth to the hospital all the time, and it was just a really stressful, difficult time in my life. And so, you know, while I am making this list, and the list is, you know, oh, I don't have this, and I don't have that, I don't have the help I need, I don't have enough money to pay my bills, I don't have, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it was, then I, all of a sudden I could look at this list, and it was, oh, I do, I have more than enough support. Oh, I have more than enough money to pay my bills. I pay all my bills on time. I could literally take everything that was going wrong and turn it into a positive, and then that became my affirmation. And so, you know, let that be something that encourages you, and because that certainly was a huge help to me. And if you're just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane here on 109.9 Penn Station, and we are just beginning our process of living the abundant life, the steps that it will take to actually get you where it is that you want to go. And I was giving a little bit of my testimony and just talking about how what I'm talking to you is somewhere that I've been. I have been in the place, so I'm not someone who's just spewing and just talking just for the sake of talking, you know, all book knowledge and no application. No, I have lived all of this stuff, and this is even my own journey. And so I was just saying that I was at a very low place in my life. I had lost property and, you know, even helping people. And even when you're doing some of the things that you know that you're supposed to be doing, sometimes those things just don't always turn out the way you think that they will. And so I was frustrated, and I was tired, and I was hurting, and I was really just fed up, and I was burnt out, and I was gaining weight. And so then I wasn't feeling well in my body, and I'm taking care of this sick child, and all these things. And I needed help, and I needed it in a big way, and I needed it immediately. And so I had this big tantrum, you know, to the tune of, damn it, why is my life looking like this? You know, why is nothing working? Blah, 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 fill in the blank, you know. And God was not offended at what I had to say, because he already knew. I could have prayed up the words and could have acted like, you know, everything was all hunky-dory. But the truth is, he already knew what was in my heart. And when you can be real, what you can reveal, he can heal. I'm going to say that again. What you can reveal, he can heal. And so you just are where you are, and he knows every single place that you've been and every single step that you have walked on that journey. He is totally and completely aware of that. And so how you feel is not offensive to him. You know, even when folks want to put their spin on it and what you say, they want to be offended for him. He's not offended by where you are. So you go ahead and you just lay it out there and you just be real. And if you are hurt and if you are angry and if you are sad and depressed and frustrated and confused and whatever it is that you are finding that you are, you go ahead and you be honest, because he already knows anyway. And when you go ahead and put all that stuff out there, he says, finally, okay, all right, now that your hands are off of it, now I can handle it. Now I can bring to you what it is that you are really in need of. So don't you let anybody put their religious stuff on you, you know, and put God in a box. He is very personable, and he knows exactly who we are. He made us. He made us. So he knows all of our inner workings, and who you are is not offensive to him. You got to know that. Because people will try and put their stuff on you, but you don't have to own it. We are not allowing folks to put their trash in our cans. We have enough stuff of our own to be dealing with. So you go ahead and you cry out and you be real with God and you let him know where it is that you're hurting. You know, I poured all my money into that venture and it went belly up, but I thought you told me to do that. And, you know, just we are not always responsible for outcomes. And so sometimes you will have heard from God. And because he does say that his sheep know the sound of his voice, and the voice of a stranger they won't follow. So just because something has not worked out, it does not mean that you did not hear from him. Just because something has not worked out,
it does not mean that you did not hear from him. Somebody needs to hear that tonight, because you've been beating yourself up over and over, you know, telling yourself, you know, I don't hear from God. Yes, you do hear from God. You hear from him now, and you heard him then, and you did what he told you to do. Now, you are not responsible for other people and the things that they choose to do. There are all kinds of variables and stuff like that that comes into play when our lives are connected to other people. I say this all the time, and I think we just don't get it. If we knew what was attached to our obedience, we would not be quick. We would not hesitate to obey. I mean, just so quickly. It looks like, you know, you are believing and asking him for this thing over here on the far left, and he tells you to go give the person that looks like they have everything, who's driving a Cadillac, and she's sugared up and sugared down, and he tells you to go give her $5. And you're like, what? That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense at all. You better give her that $5. You have no idea what is riding on that. And you don't need to know all of her business. You know, just because she looks a certain way doesn't mean that she actually has money. How do you know? She could have needed that gas to get home. Anything. You don't need to know. You just need to obey. If he tells you something, go ahead and do it, even if it doesn't make sense. You know, people have said some of the most awful things to me. They've called me crazy and, you know, thought that I was unstable and all kinds of stuff but he could trust me to do some things. He could say to me, okay, I need you to pack up and move out of state, and 2 days later I'm gone. You know, that didn't make me crazy. It made me obedient. And there was provision there waiting on me. So there's stuff that he's telling you to do. Go ahead and do it. And it doesn't have to make sense. When you take the step, then he will give you the next set of instructions, or he will provide whatever it is that you need. But you have to take the step first. There are times when he will reveal a little bit more, but most times he needs you to just take the step. So go ahead and just take the step. There's something he's laying on your heart. There's something he's telling you to do. And it may be very unpopular with the masses, and that is really okay, because in the end, the only person that you are really needing to please is him anyway. You're going to stand before him, and he's going to say, what were you down there doing? And so we are looking for the well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the conversation we want to hear. So it doesn't even matter what the heck people down here are talking about, if they understand or not. And so, you know, we know that part of this stuff we talked about last week is who we actually surround ourselves with, you know. And if you have people who are speaking against what it is that God is telling you, sometimes you're going to have to just keep some stuff to yourself. There are times when he literally is, I've been working on stuff for weeks and months and sometimes even like a year or years. And he's like, shh, keep that under wraps. Because the people around me can't necessarily handle what it is that he's saying. I don't need, especially if I'm in my own little journey of trying to keep my faith up, I don't need anything negative that somebody else has to say. I don't need that stuff ringing in my ear if I'm in a place where I'm struggling to hold on to my faith. So sometimes you got to just keep what it is that you're doing just between you and God, and he'll just bring you the encouragement that you need. Some stranger may walk up and say something. You may turn the TV on, it's a Hallmark commercial, whatever. He will bring you the encouragement that you need in order to be able to do what it is that he's told you to do. But you have to protect it. It's like a baby. It's like a baby. First seed, then it's fertilized, and then it begins to grow, and then it's a fetus. But you eventually have to give birth to it. But you can't do that if you abort it. And so, you know, sometimes people don't mean you well. Other times people do mean well, but they just have not heard from God. How many times have you been in that situation? How many times have you been there where people are just running their mouths? They have not stopped to ask, okay, Lord, you know, what is it that you're doing in this person's life? They just assume that because he hasn't dealt with them that way, that he couldn't possibly be dealing with you that way. But he's a really big God, and we know that he has manifold ways of being able to bring anything to pass that he has decided is supposed to be in your life. Manifold. More than 10,000 ways to bring one thing to pass in your life. So just because somebody else has not seen it doesn't mean that that is beyond his scope or his ability to be able to bring it to pass in your life. So you're not listening to any naysayers. And if you have to end some conversations and go into a meditative state or whatever, you do what you have to do in order to be able to keep your energy high, in order to be able to keep your faith locked in and, like, focused. just zero in. When the horses are doing races, they put blinders on them, and they're just focused on the target. They're just looking at what's directly ahead of them, trying to get where they're trying to go, trying to get where they're trying to go. And we are no different. When we have a vision and we have a dream and we have something that He has birthed on the inside of us, we've got to just put our blinders on and get there, even if people around us do not understand. This is a message for somebody today. You know who you are. Get what it is that He has for you. And if you need encouragement, the encouragement will come. But you just got to just press through. Take the step and He'll meet you. Take the next step and He'll meet you. Take the next step and He'll meet you. But don't give up your dream. And sometimes it's difficult, you know. And I'm just thinking about right now all kinds of thoughts are running through my mind about this journey that I've been on where your people are just, they've just not done what they were supposed to do. You know, He told me there was a family in need. And they had a bigger need than I did. He told me, put your stuff in storage and let them have your house. So I did it, you know. And they jammed me up. They jammed me up, and I had to, you know, had to deal with levels of, like, forgiveness and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, Lord, you know, and I lost things behind blessing them. But there's nothing that He has asked you to do in this life that even if man screws you over, He will make sure that you are repaid for the things that you have done that He has told you to do. So you cannot, and there are many of you out there. He's told you to give your last, and He's told you to bless this person, and they just get treated like it was pearls before swine instead of recognizing it as the blessing that He intended for it to be. And sometimes people just don't appreciate stuff, but that's not your problem. Your job is to just do what it is that He's told you to do. Take the steps He's told you to take, even if it doesn't make any sense, and even if you have to cry your way through it, you just take the step. Just take the step. Just take the step and just do it. We are not responsible for the things that other people do. It's like the relationship that we have with God is so personal. It's so just one-on-one. And even though we deal with all these people on a regular basis and He will tell you to do certain things, you have the part that you will be held accountable for when you're dealing with Him. And they have their part too. So even if someone has messed over you, they're not going to get away with it. It's not your problem to handle. It's His problem to handle. He says, vengeance is mine, and I shall repay. So not only is He talking about repaying them for the evil that they've done, but He's talking about repaying you for what you've lost. So know that you may have had to put stuff out there, and you may have come up on the short end of the stick many times. But that's not the end of the road. That's not the end of the journey. He will repay. He will repay you for those things that you have lost. And every single thing it is that He has promised you is going to come to pass. You just can't lose heart. You just can't faint. You just keep going. And so He will tell one person, bless her. Bless him. Give them this. Don't charge them for that. Whatever. Whatever it is He's told them to do. And even if they don't obey, even if they don't obey, I have literally, anyway, I've been right there, you know, and someone will make some strange comment. I'm like, okay, we weren't even talking about that. What are you talking about? And God's like, well, I just told them to do something for you, and they're mad about it, and they're not going to do it. So they're fussing. You're getting the fuss, but she's really fussing at me. Yeah, I just told her to give you back your money. And she's like, I'm not going to do it. And she gets to do that. That's okay. I'm going to provide anyway. Yep, I know that. I know that it's costing you. I know that every time somebody disobeys me, it's costing you. I know that. But I will repay. I will repay. And you will not go lacking. And that is a word for somebody today. Because there's stuff that God is telling you to do, and there are things that He has told you to do, and you know He's already spoken to you that there are people that are supposed to be on your path that are supposed to be helping you, and they have not done what they were supposed to do. And you are being jammed up by their efforts and their lack of obedience. But God is saying today, don't you worry. I got you, and I got this. And we'll deal with them on that and their stuff. But I'm still going to provide. And I know it looks like you have lost And like it's costing, and it is, it's costing you stuff, but I'm still providing. I'm still providing, and that thing I promised you is still going to come to pass. So don't lose heart. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep going. Keep pressing, because my word does not return unto me void. That which I sent it forth to do, it will accomplish that thing, but you have to keep going. You have to keep pressing. Did I tell you that your hands were blessed? Did I tell you that whatever it was that you put your hands to would be blessed and that I would prosper? Then that's what I meant. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now. Don't look at the here and the now. Look at the end. What did I tell you? What did I promise you? That is the thing that I'm going to do. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. And I know you're tired. And I know you're frustrated. And I know you're hurting. And I know you're sad. And I know you're depressed. And I know you're wondering, how am I going to make ends meet? But I am your God who richly supplies. I am your God who richly supplies. That is the word. That is the word today. That is the word today. If you have to cry your way through it, cry your way through it. But get up tomorrow, wash your face, and get going again. Don't you give up. You've come this far. You've come this far. And if you can't remember your testimony, ask him, ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back to mind, because that's part of his job, and he'll do that. He will bring it back. Don't you remember when you were here and God brought you out? Don't you remember when you didn't have food and somebody came to your door with groceries? Don't you remember when you didn't even have gas to get where you had to go? And you, this thing came forth for you. Somebody bought products from you, or somebody gave you money, or you found money in a purse, or whatever it was. He's the same God today that he was yesterday, when he blessed you and made a way out of no way. So don't you give up on him, and don't you give up on you, and don't give up on the dream that he's placed deep on the inside of you. There are people out there waiting on you, waiting on you. The enemy's not just fighting you. He's fighting the destiny that's tied to you. There are people who need what it is that he has placed in you. They need what it is that he has placed in you. So bring it forth. Birth it forth. Bring it forth. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. And he knows how you feel. And you can be honest and you can tell him. God can handle stuff like, you know what, I don't even want to talk to you right now. I'm so angry, like, I even kind of hate you right now, God. He can handle that conversation. Oh, yes. You know, people may not tell you that he can handle that. You know, And I am a Christian, but I'm not all churchy. I'm not religious. It's all about a relationship. So I can get real, and I can get gritty, and I can get just downright dirty with them, and it's really okay, and so can you. So can you. Because if it's on the inside of you, he knows it's there anyway. Remember, what you reveal, he can heal. If you're just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with your host, Tamika Patrice Kane, on 109.9 Penn Station. And we have been talking about the steps that it takes to live the abundant life. And so the first step we said that you take to begin to change your mindset, because what you think about and think about is what you create. And we are in our lives right where we are just because of the things that we have thought and what we feel on the inside. So we are working on changing our emotional and mental blueprint so that we can actually have the life abundantly that he spoke about. He says that he came to give us the abundant life. He came to give us the abundant life. But the choice is ours. We don't have to receive it. We don't have to take it. We don't have to live it. But I know that you're tuning in today because that is a desire that is deep on the inside of you. You want what it is that he has for you. And you are not satisfied with the status quo. You are not okay with a mediocre existence, because there is greatness, the seeds of greatness that he has placed on the inside of you. And so you can't be satisfied. You can't be satisfied living beneath your privilege. But you have tuned in because you are desiring something more than that. You are desiring something more than that. And truth seekers always find what it is that they need. And so we said the gratitude. Gratitude was the first step and the first thing it was that needed to take place in order to be able to kind of change your feelings and to change the atmosphere around you. And if you can't find something to be thankful for or grateful for on your own, you could just ask the Lord to just bring stuff back to mind. Because that's the job of the Holy Spirit. He will do it. He is the Spirit of remembrance. He will bring things back to mind. Oh, yes, don't you remember when God did such and such? Don't you remember when you were here? Don't you remember when you were there? And this was the outcome. And he stands ready and willing to do all of those things again. And we're talking about not giving up the dream that's on the inside of you. Because now that you're dreaming again and you know the promises and the things that have been spoken over your life, that he is not a God who lies. It doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what tried to come up against it. He is not a God that can lie. He is not a God that can lie. So if he spoke it, he's going to do it. You just keep pressing along. And don't you worry about who's doing their part and who's not. He can change faces if he has to. What one person won't do, another one will. This one over here may not have a revelation of what it means to be obedient and what's attached to obedience. He says obedience is better than sacrifice. And that person may not have a revelation of that, and that's okay. But the person on the left over here might, just might. And when God says, how can I bless them? Or bless this person in such and such way, the person is eager and happy to do it because they know, first of all, they're sowing seeds. They're sowing seeds. They are sowing seeds. Remember, we reap what we sow. So do you want to sow the seeds of disobedience into your own life? Do you want to sow seeds that when you are in need and there's something that God that you need, that you're crying out, that you're telling the Lord that you need, that someone says, I'm not doing it. I don't like her. I'm not doing it. I don't see where she has a need. I'm not doing it. I don't want to give her my money. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving her my time. I'm not doing anything. Is that really what you want to sow into your life? And so, first of all, when he tells you to do something, just think about it from that standpoint of, you know, when he speaks to someone else about me, I want them to obey what it is that he is saying to me or to them about me. I want them to obey because I'm in need of those things. So, you know, that's one reason to just obey. It's just because we are designed to need one another. We are designed to be with each other and to pour into each other. It's a give and a take, an ebb and a flow, like a tide, like an ocean's tide. You know, if we're not here as islands, we need each other. And he designed it that way purposely. And so go ahead and just sow the seed and do what it is that he's told you to do. Do what he's told you to do. Because even though it may seem like over here in Area A, well, I'm still being blessed, that seed was attached to something that was completely unrelated to what you're seeing. But it was just as significant, and just as significant an area it will affect in your life as it was in this person. Not necessarily the same area, but in just as significant of an area. You can't get in the way and hinder someone's destiny and think that it's not going to come back in yours. And think about that. Things we do matter. Things we do, especially, you know, I know, like, people, they value money. They value things. They value titles and positions and possessions and stuff like that. You know what God values? People. He values people. We are his most prized possessions, people. He cares about people. How is it that you treat people? There are no big I's and little U's. There are no greater thans and less thans. They're all just people, and he's looking and he's watching. How are you treating people? Because those things matter. And those are seeds. And that's the kind of stuff that he watches. Scripture talks about him roaming and seeking someone to bless. He's looking for those to bless. He's trying to find you doing the right thing. So just obey. The right thing is just to obey him, to just do what it is that you know he's told you to do. But for the person whose heart has been weary, who has been neglected, who has been put off, and the actions affected their lives, it's okay. It's okay. God is going to heal that. And so your job will be to just continue to trust him and continue to love even those that you know who have made themselves even an enemy of your destiny. Love them anyway. God's got that, and he's got you. And he'll just raise up somebody else. But if we knew what was attached to the obedient things that he tells us to do, we would, before he even finished the sentence, we would already be in the midst of doing it, because obedience is so significant. And even while he's telling you to bless somebody else, he's really trying to set you up to bless you. So stop hesitating and stop delaying, because delayed obedience is disobedience. Stop delaying and stop waiting to do what it is that he's told you to do. Those are not the kinds of seeds that you want to sow. That stuff will hinder you in your life, in your walk. And it doesn't matter who it is that you think that you have around you that has been powerful and important and significant. Remember, he's the God who opens doors that no man can shut, but he's also the God who shuts doors that no man can open. So, you know, don't think that because of your relationship with person A over here, or how much money you have in the bank, or whatever it is that you think sets you apart and makes you invincible, nothing makes you invincible over the power of God. So just do what he told you to do. Do what he told you to do. And if you haven't, or you've been waiting, or you've had the wrong attitude, just simply repenting will put you back in right standing. Sorry, God, I forgot all that stuff. It doesn't even belong to me. I'm just the steward of it. It really all belongs to you, so I can't just be doing what I want to do with it. I need to do what you tell me to do with it. And bless who he told you to bless. Do what he told you to do, because something you want is attached to that act of obedience, and that is so important. And so if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane, and we are talking about the first steps putting in place to start living the abundant life, and we're talking about gratitude and just obedience and just getting ourselves and our minds in a right state. And when you begin to focus on actively having gracious thoughts, thankful thoughts, you'll see just how negative your mind has been. You just have all kinds of thoughts just coming all the time. We don't have to entertain every thought that comes. We literally can just cast things down. We can rebuke things. We can cast stuff down. And then we can just entertain and meditate and chew on that which is affirming and positive and lovely and beautiful and uplifting. Because our thought, the things we think about, create our experiences. They create your thoughts, kind of put you in a happy place, or they'll put you in a sad place or an angry place. So be mindful of your thoughts, because we need to be mindful of how you're feeling, because what you're feeling is attracting more of that to yourself. And so we are talking about living abundantly. So, you know, you can't have abundance if you are in a dark place all the time. You know, abundance is light and it's airy and it's like blue skies and sunshine. But if your thoughts are midnight blue, that's putting you in the opposite place of where it is that you want to be, and your feelings in the opposite place also, so that you'll just continue to attract more negativity, and that's not what we want. So because whatever it is that we focus on, especially if you're focusing on something with passion, the more of it that you're focusing on, then the more of it you're going to get. And so you need to be mindful of the things that you're thinking. And we're just talking about being grateful. It's just like having a child. When you've done something for your child and the child is so thankful for the things that you've done, it makes you want to just run right back out there and just do some more stuff because that person took the time to be appreciative. They understood the effort that you put in something, you know. But when they're negative and when they're complaining, I don't have this mom, I don't have that dad, you know, you're like, whatever. And you still won't have it. How about that? So, you know, in dealing with God, it's kind of the same thing. You know, he's done so many things, so many things. I mean, like the fact that you're even awake and here and in your right mind and whatever, you know, whatever it is, he's done so many things that he deserves our gratitude and our thanks. And in so doing, we set ourselves up to actually keep that flow of blessing continuing on into our lives. And it's a really great thing. And so we're just talking. You know, we are just talking. And each week I will be bringing you, you know, more steps and more things and resources and stuff like that. It is not a coincidence that you have tuned in. And I'm so glad that you have chosen to spend your hour with me and to get what it is that is there for you, you know. And I'm real, you know. It just is what it is. And so sugarcoating stuff doesn't make it be something different. It just is what it is. And so, and the journey has been the journey. And I remember talking to the Lord years ago, and it was one of those rough patches. And I was saying, you know, I don't really appreciate, you know, this particular leg of the journey, but if something that I've been through will help somebody else, then I won't hate on it. You know, I will choose to be okay with where I've been in my life. And so, you know, if you can get anything out of this, then I've done my job. You know, he says that we are set free by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And thank God we are. You know, I know that it is the people who have spoken, you know, into my life, and it's made a difference. You know, it's really just made a difference, and I'm thankful, you know, for each one of them. And so there are resources. I know I talked a little bit about, you know, like the health piece, and one really great resource is a book called You Can Change Your Life by Louise L. Hay. You Can Change Your Life by Louise L. Hay. And she has a really interesting and powerful testimony. She is a very seasoned person now. I think she's been in her late 80s, but, you know, she's still out there just, you know, motivating and encouraging people, and she has just such significant things to say. But one of the things that she has that's so powerful in that book is a list of ailments and the mindset that goes on within a person that actually created those ailments, as well as a new thought pattern to begin to meditate on and to speak on to reverse those things. So anyone who's ever suffered from any kind of, you know, illness or accidents or whatever, you know, even stuff from your past, it would just kind of be interesting to look at that and see, you know, even where you were at that time, you know, even from stuff as simple as a cold or back pain to, you know, to cancers and dementia, all those kinds of things. All that stuff has a frequency. It has a thought pattern, but it can be reversed. It can be reversed. She has a saying, a thought is just a thought, and a thought can be changed. So even though you may be accustomed to thinking a certain kind of way, you don't have to stay stuck in a certain kind of mindset. At any point, you can choose to just change it. And that's what we're talking about today with the gratitude, that putting yourself in a happy state and, you know, just uplifted and being bubbly and perky and just thankful will change your whole atmosphere and the atmosphere all around you too. It's kind of hard to be, you know, sad and gloomy when you are around someone who's happy and perky and upbeat. They kind of, you know, bring your spirits up. So this is something I want to share with you, that if you feel yourself going to a low place, or you feel your energy kind of dropping, you know, sometimes you'll be high and happy, and then someone will make a comment, and you'll feel yourself kind of go low, or you'll see someone who has something that you want, and, you know, and it's kind of hard to keep yourself up and high. But I'm going to
give you a list of things to say, and that is, everything is in perfect balance. I have all that I need. I am so happy. I am the master of my life. And so every time you feel the opposite, anytime you feel yourself wanting to worry about your bills or your health or fill in the blank, begin to repeat that to yourself over and over again until you literally feel your countenance perking back up and you feel the atmosphere around you begin to change. I had a situation with my daughter the other day, and she was just cutting up, and she can be a tantrum thrower. She's a really sweet child, but she had some moments, and this was one of them, and she was just cutting up for no reason. And I'm trying to take her to school. We're in the car, and she's hollering and screaming, and I'm going, it's too early in the morning for this. I have a headache, and I haven't had any sleep. And all of a sudden, I began to just repeatedly, you know, almost like it was on, you know, like just auto repeat. And I'm just confessing it over myself. And literally, before long, all the way to school, and I had quite a bit of a drive to get her from where she was to the school. And at some point during the drive, probably about halfway through, her behavior stopped. And it was like she just couldn't function in that place anymore. And then by the time we got there, I was actually okay because I had spoken myself into a place where I could be positive, where normally, like, you know, her stuff would just send me all kind of over the edge, and I'm really, that's something I'm working on, where, you know, no matter what's going on with her, that her little behaviors would not take me to a dark place, you know, a place where I'm just tired with a headache and migraines and, you know, just energy just drained and just, you know, just wore out from all of that. Everything is in perfect balance. I have all that I need. I am so happy. I am the master of my life. Everything is in perfect balance. I have all that I need. I am so happy. I am the master of my life. There's such power in those words. Everything is in perfect balance. I have all that I need. I am so happy. I am the master of my life. And just continue to repeat it and repeat it until you get what it is that you need and the atmosphere around you changes. But that is some of the same stuff that that lady was repeating with the four children who was on a wage salary, you know, and began to watch her life literally just change. And so that helps you to not focus on any area of lack, but instead to just kind of call those things that be not as though they are and speak into existence what it is that you want. Because remember, whatever it is that you're focusing on is what you're attracting more of. So if you're focusing on, I don't have money to pay my bills, then you're going to continue to not have money. Stuff is going to continue to come up and to keep taking money right out of your hands, even when you have it. But if you focus on the fact that everything is in perfect balance in your life and that you have all that you need, literally you are just creating a force field around you for everything it is that you need to just come and be manifested. And it's so awesome. And you can just be happy and just know that all your needs are met. Every single need that you have is already met. It's not going to be met. It's met right now. And you're just walking it out and speaking it out and waiting on it to just manifest. And so begin to put that into practice now. Another book is called The Science of Getting Rich, since we're actually talking about, you know, financial things right now. The Science of Getting Rich is by the guy's last name is Waddle. I think this person is Wallace, I think. Anyway, you can look on YouTube and download like videos of it, or fortunately you can get hard copy and stuff like that. He was a Christian guy too, who just really had an understanding of this law of attraction, how all that stuff works, and he has just been kind of a pioneer, you know, for those people who are really just, you know, who have just decided that they are going to have a life that is fully within their privilege. They are going to have the life that Jesus says he came here to provide for us, and they are not going to settle for anything less. And so he has been a pioneer in just bringing, you know, bringing those practices and those principles into place for it. So really, not a big read, but it's significant. It'll change your life if you let it. And there is another one, actually there's a book and there's a movie, and I would suggest that if you're going to purchase the movie,
you know, you might want to wash it literally every day for the next 30 days, you know, because this is all like new stuff. And as you're learning something new, you need time to kind of absorb it and ask questions. And, of course, you know, your mind's going to go, like, what is this new thing? And try and reject it and all that kind of stuff. You need time to be able to work with it and ask questions and delve deeper and to see where you really are. And, of course, you know, when you first bring something up, then there is, like, resistance almost. You know, you kind of feel like, oh, well, you know, I don't need all that, or I'm not doing that, or whatever it is. But, you know, in order to get what you've never had, you've got to do some things you've never done. And so, you know, this is all a part of that journey. And so anyway, it's called The Secret, and it's by Rhonda Byrne. And what's great about that is it kind of applies to, like, every area. So she kind of helps break down, like, how to apply this information to, like, every area of your life, you know, versus just, you know, like, you know, one area and stuff like that. So I found it to be extremely interesting and powerful and things like that. But anyway, I was on Facebook today, and someone had posted a quote that I thought was so significant and so perfect for today. So I'm going to share it with you. And it was by Marianne Williamson. You must learn a new way to think before you can master a new way to be. And isn't that what we're talking about here today, just talking about changing mental blueprints and, you know, reworking the inside so that you can literally have the life it was that you were designed to live and created for. And if you are in the Detroit area, come on out to my book signing for my novel, Season of Change. It is a very powerful work of fiction. I call it healing through fiction, that deals with family issues and turning points in our lives. And it has been, I've been hearing just nothing but great things from it. Healing through fiction, that's what I aim to do. And so the book is called Season of Change, and it is available for sale. It's on Amazon and on my website, www.TamikaPatrice.com. It's also in ebook format on the Apple iStuff and Sony and Nook and Kindle, Kobo. I think I'm forgetting one. But anyway, all that information is on my website. But if you are in the Detroit area, please come out to the book signing, and that will be at the Heritage of Southfield, 25800 West 11 Mile Road in Southfield, Michigan, starting at 7 p.m., and that is Tuesday, June 18th. Last week, I forgot to mention the time, and of course, someone let me know, so I had to make sure that this week I got the time in. So that's Tuesday, June 18th. At 7 p.m., light refreshments and a signature cocktail will be served. There's complimentary valet parking, but this is an adult-only affair due to the type of venue that this is. But I do hope to see you there, and it will be great meeting you and chatting with you and loving on you and all that. If you are not already following me, you can like my fan page on Facebook. That's Tamika Patrice Kane. You can follow me on Twitter, at Tamika Patrice. And you can go to my website to sign up for my newsletters and get on my mailing list. A lot of information. And I have giveaways and stuff like that, things that might not be open to everyone. I use different mediums to do different things. And speaking of the fan page on Facebook, I am able to give a regular basis there versus just once a week. But anyway, if no one has told you today, your life has meaning and you were created for a purpose, make today and every day a great day on purpose. Talk to you again next Thursday night at 9 o'clock. And thank you for tuning in to Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane. Have a great evening.